It's time for News for Seniors with Sally Hilly, brought to you by the Glenwood Retirement Community, located at 200 Timberline Drive in Marietta.
Well, good morning, and welcome to News for Seniors on this very first Sunday in February. I think tomorrow is Groundhog Day. Well, no one celebrated Groundhog Day more than Wilbur Gray. Maybe some of you remember him. Instead of Christmas cards at Christmas time, Wilbur sent out friendly greetings from his pet groundhog. And somewhere, I have a collection of Wilbur Gray Groundhog Day cards. They were very clever. So I want to say happy Groundhog Day to you. Well, we here at Kingsgate had a wonderful time at a show arranged by our entertainment committee, Jack and Kathy Liss. And they had Jimmy Smith, one of the best Elvis impersonators I have ever seen. Well, he told me he loved singing and he had been interested in music since he was 8 years old. Well, the audience loved him and even gave him a standing ovation. And he did an encore for us. Yes, our rec hall really rocked Saturday night as we enjoyed entertainment from our past. You know, I can hardly believe the stories I'm getting about what older people are doing. Now, I have to tell you about Facebook's oldest member, and she is Edith Kurtzmeyer, who just turned 107. Her friends and medical aid charity Direct Relief signed her up for Facebook on her 105th birthday. It took the site engineers a month to verify her age, something they had never done before. Well, last year was Anna Stroh of Plainview, Minnesota, who was 114 years old. But sadly, she passed away last month. Well, Edith was born in 1908, 48 years before the internet was invented. She says she embraces social media because it allows her to check in daily with friends and family. She also uses her status to raise awareness for causes she believes in, such as Direct Relief. The biggest change I've seen during my lifetime has to do with the way we communicate with one another. It's just incredible how technology is helping us connect with others throughout the world. She said she cherishes her Facebook relationships, but still believes in the power of the pen. Every Tuesday for the past 42 years, she heads to Direct Relief headquarters in Santa Barbara, California, to handwrite thank you letters to the charity donors. She drove herself to the office until last year, but after 88 years with a perfect driving record, she no longer gets behind the wheel. Instead, her 100-year-old friend Gina Vera now chauffeurs her to appointments. She's impressed with the power of the social media. She has more than 55,000 followers on her personal Facebook page. The fan page that Direct Relief set up for her 2 years ago has nearly 130,000 likes. Wow, and I thought I was too old for Facebook. Although Facebook sends me messages almost every day and asking me to join, I haven't. I don't know, maybe someday I might change my mind. Well, right now, it's time to hear from my fine sponsor, Glenwood Retirement Community.
There's something special about Glenwood Retirement Community. From the beautifully landscaped campus to the social activities, you'll find relaxed, worry-free living designed with you in mind.
My social life here is great, a lot better than it was in my own home because I tended to sit there by myself, and here, you know, there's always somebody to talk to or go play cards with.
The best thing about Mom living at Glenwood is once in a while I get to come up here and eat, and the food is really good.
Connect with us at glenwoodretirement.org.
Here's a fascinating story I read in Good Housekeeping. It's about a widow who has spent the last 7 years living on a cruise ship. Lee Waltzetter, or Mama Lee as she's better known, was never one to let life just sail by her. When the 86-year-old's husband of 50 years passed away, she took her daughter's advice and sold her home in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, and she became a permanent passenger on Crystal Serenity. Now that's a luxurious cruise ship that includes an on-deck pool, fancy restaurants, professional entertainment, cocktail parties, and lots of room. The widow has been living on the ship for the past 7 years, and that's far longer than most of the 655 crew members. And the sweetest thing of all might be that, in some ways, this unconventional lifestyle is a homage to her late husband. "My husband introduced me to cruising," she told USA Today. "Mason was a banker in real estate appraisal and taught me to love cruising. During our 50-year marriage, we did 89 cruises. I've done nearly 100 more and 15 world cruises." When asked how many countries she visited, the Globetrotter said she stopped counting after 100, which is probably one of the coolest things anyone has ever said. She doesn't even bother going ashore anymore because she's already been to any country that has a port. But she does make an exception of Grand Bazaar in Istanbul because it's just so glitzy and exotic. But otherwise, she likes to stay on the luxury liner because when it empties out, she has the whole vessel to herself, like a queen. Of course, living the life of a turn-of-the-century aristocrat, which she estimates costs approximately $164,000 a year, of course, it doesn't come cheap. The other challenge is that she misses her family, although modern marvels like Skype help her to stay in touch with her 3 sons and 7 grandchildren, and she manages to see them whenever they dock in Miami and take them aboard for little trips. But it doesn't look like she suffers from loneliness on the ship, thanks to a large part of the fact that she sits at big tables at dinner. And this is where she meets interesting people and always goes dancing for a couple of hours every night. With this obvious zest for life, Mama Lee is certainly an inspiration to anyone who worries that life will end when they get older, proving once and for all that it really is only just the beginning. The day before my husband died of cancer in 1997, he told me, "Don't stop cruising." So here I am today, living a stress-free fairy tale life. You know, I wonder what would happen if many seniors decided to do this. It might turn into a floating retirement home, right? But for we landlubbers, there is always Glenwood Retirement Community, where they have many activities for seniors. It's also a great place to live. My charity who will receive my salary this month is the ASPCA, who also helps shelters around the country with grants and expands or improves their adoption programs. Just a reminder, this program can be heard on your computer. Just go to WMOA1490.com, click on podcasts and senior news, and you've got it. Don't forget to say a prayer for our country and the world. This is Sally Hilly saying, life is a gift. Make the most of it. See you next week.
Thanks for listening to News for Seniors with Sally Hilly, brought to you by the Glenwood Retirement Community, located at 200 Timberline Drive in Marietta.